Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Today is Election Day in Wisconsin. On the ballot is a seat on the state Supreme Court and a referendum question that asks if you want to eliminate the office of state treasurer. The polls are open until 8 p.m., and you can register at the polls. To find out where your polling place is, go to myvote.wi.gov. And Wisconsin taxpayers will pay $30,000 to settle a lawsuit brought against Republican State Representative Dale Coinga after he removed a protest sign critical of Republicans from a public area of the Capitol. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Today is Election Day in Wisconsin. On the ballot is a seat on the state Supreme Court and a referendum question that asks if you want to eliminate the office of state treasurer. The polls are open until 8 p.m., and you can register at the polls. To find out where your polling place is, go to myvote.wi.gov. The weekend is headlining Summerfest on July 7th. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning, 10 a.m. And the Bucks are in eighth position in the Eastern Conference with only five games remaining in the regular season. Tonight, the Celtics come to town to take on the Bucks. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. There will be a listening session tomorrow evening for people to express their concerns about the coal power plants in Oak Creek. Residents who live near the power plants have been complaining about coal dust for several weeks. The companies that run the power plants will be at the listening session. It will be tomorrow evening from 6 to 7:30 at the Oak Creek Library on South 6th Street. And the White House Tavern in Bayview, built in 1890, has been granted interim historic status by the Milwaukee Historic Preservation Commission. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. There will be a listening session tomorrow evening for people to express their concerns about the coal power plants in Oak Creek. Residents who live near the power plants have been complaining about coal dust for several weeks. The companies that run the power plants will be at the listening session. It will be tomorrow evening from 6 to 7:30 at the Oak Creek Library on South 6th Street. And yesterday was opening day at Miller Park. Unfortunately, the Brewers lost to the Cardinals 8-4. The two teams will play game two of the three-game series tonight. And here is the weather forecast. Outside today, rainy and windy, then snow likely tonight, continued windy, 1 to 3 inches of accumulation, lows tonight in the low 20s. Tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, mostly sunny in the afternoon, highs tomorrow in the mid 30s. Then for Thursday, partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Okay, this is read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. There will be a listening session tomorrow evening for people to express their concerns about the coal power plants in Oak Creek. Residents who live near the power plants have been complaining about coal dust for several weeks. The companies that run the power plants will be at the listening session. It will be tomorrow evening from 6 to 7:30 at the Oak Creek Library on South 6th Street. And the White House Tavern in Bayview, built in 1890, has been granted interim historic status by the Milwaukee Historic Preservation Commission.